Blog Talk Radio.
And we're talking about conflict and, more importantly, how to resolve conflict. And imagine this, resolving conflict without compromise. Whoa. That's what we're going to be covering. We're going to finish up this chapter. It's a powerful chapter because we're going through unprecedented times right now, and conflict will arise because of it. So we're going to continue this lesson. And before we get started, hey, Dr. Reggie, how you doing?
Good morning, Cynthia.
Hey. I didn't want to forget about you.
Oh, you see, I know that. I know that. I never slide it or feel like I'm forgotten at all.
Wow. You know, I guess I'm so into this lesson right now because, I am a political junkie. And I see so much of the conflict as because we're in an election year, you can see how the two sides are just pulling at each other, and our Congress is so dysfunctional right now because of conflict, these two opposing energies. And we get to see how we can play a part in that healing as we go through this chapter. So before we get starting, I'm going to ask you to move us into our morning prayer. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm. It sure is. I'm grateful to be able to do that.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, each of us has a special listening ear to be able to tune into, like the most powerful sonic radar ever, that you are in us, and we learn to see and hear and to move in a very special way. We're guided and fueled by the energy and the fuel of love that will disperse all negative energy and opposition. With everything, love heals. We know that love heals, and you are in our hearts. And we ask for the angel Chamuel, the angel of our hearts and love, to come in and keep our hearts receptive and our minds open always to the power and the energy and the balance of love, what love can do in resolving all conflicts. Jesus said, agree with thine enemy quickly in order to resolve the problem. We don't always agree with everything that everyone says, but we can always see their point and see where they're going without argumentation, without hostility, because we represent balance. We represent joy. We represent the magnitude of God power in us right here and right now. And with all things, the Christ energy solves all problems that we have in this world. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Thank you so much, Dr. Reggie. So on Friday, we were talking, we talked about quite a bit on Friday, but oneness was laying the foundation for us to understand the source of conflict. You know, conflict is the effect, but they were looking at the cause. What causes it? And what we begin to see was that we have these two opposing energies that are not moving together. One is a more dense energy, and one is a higher energy, and they're not, so they're pulling and tugging with one another. One has also explained to us that during this time that things will be that our economies will crumble, and that there will be spiritual superstructures to wither, and that governments will rise and fall, and the power bases on which our entire world depends will find themselves depleted in resources and will be forced to release their grasp on the life force of the collective. So the doors will open to a new kind of thinking that will serve to empower rather than suppress the collective will of all the people. So as we move through that, it says that these changes are happening to you rather quickly right now, and that that is going to be a cause for a lot of the conflict. And the way you move through this time is going to be how much resistance that you have to change. The world is changing. It's not the same as it was before. And how easily will you manage moving through this change? So if you can do it with the least amount of resistance, then you'll glide through. But if you are resisting, then you're going to have, there's going to be these conflicts. So let's pick up where we left off on Friday. They said, it is no accident that you have stepped forward in your own awareness and have recognized that the collective falsehood reflected by the archaic conditions you are now transcending. You have selected this particular experience as a highlight of your journey into physicality in this lifetime. And your very essence demands that you shrug off any efforts to constrict you. The opportunity is to recognize the possibility to achieve these shifts without entering into confrontation and conflict. Wow. So how do you even avoid the confrontation and avoid the conflict? That is your challenge now. So as you meet with episodes that defy your objectives and jeopardize the stability of your situation, you have the opportunity to recognize and to honor another being who is simply reflecting his own truth, even if it means altering your expectations. In Dr. Reggie's prayer, he said that Jesus said, agree with thine enemy quickly, or thy adversary quickly. And the Course in Miracles says, no matter what your brother asks you, no matter how foolish it is, why would you deny them? So how do we get into that state of consciousness? Let's move forward and see that where we don't have the need to be right. Okay. It says, here's what oneness says. Struggling to cling to your concept of how it should be will only escalate the discordant energy of these conflicts. The longer you are holding on to wanting to be right or trying to get someone to be in agreement with you escalates the conflict. Your willingness to allow circumstances to seek levels of natural resolution will enhance your ability to manifest results that will serve the best interest of all concerned. Your willingness to allow circumstances to seek levels of natural resolution. In other words, let it go, release. That song says release and let go. That's the first thing you have to do. You don't have to be right. And the reason that should be so easy for you as followers of Circles of Prosperity and in your divinity is that you recognize that there is no right and no wrong. There is no right and no wrong. So what are you trying to prove? You may not be able to anticipate the direction in which you really are headed if you struggle to remain attached to acting upon obsolete agreements. Now, what oneness is referring to is what we talked about last week, which is that the social structures that were established no longer work for us in this new vibration. There's not enough collective consciousness to sustain them. So the shifts in priority will be sudden and dramatic, and people can be expected to do a radical reversal in direction under these conditions, regardless of what may or may not have been previously said. So it is pointless to attempt to force another being to honor the terms of an agreement that no longer rings true for them. For better to acknowledge to yourself the validity of one's perspective from their standpoint and to work together toward levels of resolution that are mutually empowering and clear the way for higher choices that may not have been anticipated. So when you look upon some of these volatile episodes, you will appreciate in retrospect the wisdom in letting go of what seemed certain in preparation for creating the space for the highest possible outcome to manifest for all concerned. Release and let go. Release and let go. Many of the conflicts you are now and will continue to be encountering are what could be considered karmic in nature. And it is possible that certain explosive interactions are direct reflections of conflict resolution taking place in other levels of reality. So when you encounter extreme levels of out-of-character reaction in certain individuals with whom you have shared history in this lifetime, do not discount the possibility that what you have encountered are the vibrational repercussions of interactions taking place between other aspects of each of you. And it is easy to tap into those energies and to play out those dramas here that parallel ones that may be taking place in other relationships you share with this being in other realities. But in trying to resolve instances of seemingly unwarranted discord with certain individuals, consider that what you have encountered is no more and no less than energy. Number one, take a deep breath and know that this, any uncomfortable situation you're in, is energy. And it could well be energy that has escalated and has manifested in your energy field by virtue of parallel categories of interaction into which each of you have been drawn. Now, you know, oneness is really into the multidimensional you. I mean, we're only dealing with this physical reality here, but there are other levels of you. And sometimes those levels, there may be conflict experiencing that is being experienced in the multidimensional you, that you are feeling the results of it in this physical reality. But it's energy. And so as the energy seeks resolution, it carries over into your present reality and it affects how you interact with certain individuals, regardless of what has actually been said or done. So you may be a little agitated. You know, they talked about this before, when we get these mood swings and we don't know where it came from, because there's something else going on at another, in another dimension. That's still you. And it's trying to resolve itself because the universe, and you are part of the universe, is always changing and is always striving to raise its vibration. It's always evolving, no matter what level it's on. So what oneness is telling us right now is that they're still talking about the source of conflict and identifying it as this energy. So you can serve the highest interest of all concerned. And when they talk about all, they're talking about you, the entire cosmos. See, we need to stop thinking of ourselves as one separate little entity. This is all about me, Cynthia. No, this is about the collective whole, and not just everybody on this planet or all the, but all throughout cosmos. Okay, so here we go. You can serve the highest interest of all concerned when you resist the inclination to lash out and give someone what he's asking for. The provocation may well be based in a reality beyond your conscious awareness and is simply triggering parallel emotions in this here and now. And you know what? Regardless of whether or not you are aware of the multi dimensions or not, even if you just have this feeling you need to be in control of anger, that you want to lash out, you need to be in control of your emotions. Take a deep breath before you open your mouth and release and let go, because it has it has a ripple effect throughout all of the cosmos. So let's move on. You have come to a place of resolution with many of the major players in your life, and you will begin to recognize the inclination to bring certain relationships to completion on a multitude of levels. And you will begin to sense that the foundation that served as the basis for certain relationships have shifted now. And while you continue to share a sense of history and familiarity with these beings, you sense that they're deep beneath the surface of that level of connection. The bond just feels like it's no longer on solid ground. And it is likely that one of you has chosen to deviate from a path or have shared a time, and the energy that once seemed to flow effortlessly between you now feels strained. And you may each choose to go through the motions of maintaining that relationship, but inevitably you will find that each of you choose to let go of the ties that once bound you naturally into an alliance that no longer nourishes either of you. And in these times, the dynamics of your reality are shifting far too quickly to expect anything to remain the same for any period of time. In your choice to honor your own truth in this now moment with regard to certain relationships, know that your feelings do not invalidate the relevance of what once was shared, because that was then and this is now. And the opportunity has been provided to release with the energy of compassion and loving kindness any ties that may seek to keep you bound in situations that no longer feel comfortable. So know that you are exercising the highest choice in so doing and declining the invitation to compromise in the name of peace and harmony. For peace and harmony cannot truly be achieved when one has relinquished their own inner truth. So, you know, we always think that we can resolve. There has to be a happy medium. There has to be a meeting of the minds. There has to be a compromise. Oneness is saying, have the courage not to compromise, but to release this in love, because you have to experience your inner truth. And the other person has to experience their inner truth. And things move so quickly now, we don't have the time to invest in trying to work it all out. The peace comes when everyone is moving in their joy, doesn't it? Peace and harmony, when it is truly sustainable, it must be built on a foundation that resonates fully with all concerned. Much manipulation and attempts to exercise control over the energy of conflict has presented itself for resolution in the name of peace and harmony. But rarely is that end truly in the hearts of those who meet chin to chin at the negotiating table. For the energy of peace and harmony does not easily fit into the structure of compromise. And I must admit, I'm having a revelation here. Because if we look at our politics of today, we have a party that says, we're not going to compromise. We're not compromising our values. Their values are so important to them, they don't want to compromise. But they expect the other side to compromise. How do we resolve that conflict? And then when I'm talking about this, I'm talking about between the Republicans and the Democrats. Based on what we're learning now, how would they resolve this? It's an interesting question. Peace and harmony must be an end that is truly heartfelt in order for it to be achieved. So without a vibrational foundation built on sincere sentiments of well-being for the other party, efforts that go through the motions of compromise are doomed to failure. And so the basis of politics, right, is that one wins and one loses. So how can the Republicans feel good about about the Democrats? If one wins and one loses, it's not even a foundation for peace and harmony. So the bigger thing should be that we're both here to serve America for what's the highest good of America. And it moves out of ego then, doesn't it? Because they're truly serving. Right now they're serving their own egoic principles. But what about serving all of the citizens of America? Then they can come to the table. So when one is totally honest with oneself as to what one's stance truly is, there is no real benefit to anyone to attempt to construct a scenario that answers those objectives in name only. For in doing so, one merely prolongs the inevitable resurgence of discord between the factions in question. If they don't shift where their consciousness is, then they cannot effect change that is needed to heal the country. Because ultimately, it has to be about the country. And now, and let's look at it personally. If you are sacrificing, you know that, okay, I'll do that. But underneath, you're saying, you know what, I really resent that I have to do this. And you'll go home and tell your friends, tell your mom or whoever, yeah, I agree to this, but I really resent it. Then it wasn't done in honesty, was it? And ultimately, it's still going to blow up in your face. If you are in a relationship that's not working and you decide to compromise, but it's not coming from a place that you love that person terribly, that you really love that person, and that you really want their best, you have their best interests at heart, that it will fall, it's going to fall apart. If you're harboring the resentment, there's no room for peace and harmony. The resolution was not built from a heart, a place of love. Wasn't that Dr. Reggie's prayer this morning? All conflict can be resolved with love, perfect love. That means we have to get rid of the judgments and the labels and the resistance. The history of your reality is a testimonial to this truth. And your differing vantage points have served to polarize you as a race of beings into warring factions built upon vengeance and other similar expressions of ego. If any of you are lovers of history, you know that there was a time right before World War, when they tried to resolve World War I, that there were all these compromises that they made, but it wasn't enough to prevent World War II. So, we have to really come from this place of wholeness. Let's listen to what they say. To exercise the use to thwart the collective will of another group of beings is a way that you as a human race have reinforced the energy of separation throughout your history. And that very inclination is the characteristic that has obstructed your efforts toward unification as a race of beings and has prevented the manifestation of the best interests of all humankind. You believe that you are separate, and that's, of course, the expression of ego, isn't it? You're not connecting to your divinity. You're not connecting to oneness. You're not recognizing that everything that you do impacts everyone, everything, the cosmos. And we have conflict. So you may ask then, what are you to do when confronted with the opposing viewpoints of another being or an expression of collective will? Well, you begin not with the scrutiny of the other party's motives, but with your own. So you begin by digging honestly beneath the surface of the stance you've taken and exploring the real basis for your own position. Because chances are, if you approach this exercise in full honesty with yourself, that you will recognize a fortress built on a foundation of ego. An expression of will that's rooted in fear of suppression by the will and the ego of another. And this is hardly the recipe for oneness, is it? Because much less for the world peace to which you all pay so much lip service. So the concept of oneness as a collective of humanity cannot begin to be realized without a thorough analysis of the hearts of all who comprise it. And those who put the full force of their will behind the suppression of the best interest of another serve only to reinforce the polarity that exists between you. And in so doing, you widen the rift that keeps all of humankind in a state of separation from each other and from the unification in oneness toward which all creation now strives. And so in continuing to act out that habitual pattern that reinforces your might makes right, that's a mindset, then you thwart the very momentum toward which you strive. You cannot hope to achieve peace and harmony in this collective without applying the true essence of that concept in your interpersonal relationships on an individual basis. So scrutinizing your own position, you are able to recognize the areas in which you are directed by the motivations of ego to assert your will over that of another. Take a closer look at you. Where are you harboring the ego? And let it go. Dr. Reggie, can you take us into our closing prayer this morning?
Yes. Thank you for giving us those master keys to help us understand the miracles that we are. Heavenly Father, as human beings, giving us a desire for happiness is great. Thank you for letting us know, even with opposing factions and opposing viewpoints and opposing emotions, our desire is to be happy. And let us realize that happiness is a state of mind more than anything else. It depends a great deal on the emotions, that energy that's in emotions that are indulged habitually that we deal with. There are many people in this world, unfortunately, who've ended the beautiful gift of life by suicide. There was nothing wrong. They had fortune, they had beauty, popularity, and everything to live for, and still they were miserable because of their personal failures, not because of a lack of money or popularity or success. Ego got in the way. There's a desire for friends and social recognition, and no person can live this life isolated from other people. Let us know that we have friends in the world. Above all, we have you. And we have to indulge in the social reciprocity that brings other people into our lives. And this can be done by bringing into our lives the wonderful energy of love, enthusiasm, anticipation, charity, good, and unselfishness. We learn from these things. Let us learn what oneness really is, to be one with our faith, our hope, and our enthusiasm. Because true love is one of the most unselfish of all the emotions and will not thrive in an atmosphere of selfishness. Let us know that we need Republicans and Democrats and the desire for cultural achievement that we have too. But we should not live by bread alone. We're told in the Bible. We need balance in our life to counteract the work of the pursuit of everything that we're looking for. Republicans and Democrats, we both need them in order to understand the balance of the power in the universe bestowed by millions. Let us learn to understand love and the desire for the right work and creative expression that we are. We thank you, Cynthia, for bringing the Holy Spirit's dynamic will into play on the physical expression of this place. Thank you, God, for giving us extension of life, for power, and for oneness, knowing that in everything we do, we are one. I believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. So thank you so much for joining us this morning. I'm trying to get our messages down to 30 minutes, and so, you know, with oneness, it's not easy to do that, but I don't want to tie you guys up. I know you have to get off to work. So listen, have a blessed day. Search your soul for where you're harboring ego and not moving into oneness. And remember this, that the optimum solution is the one that must be sought on all levels in order that the vibrational pitfall of compromise be circumvented and true peace be achieved. Have a wonderful, blessed day. I love you as God loves you.